Letters. Letters. Reports. Certificates. All things written. All things written. And triangle. You can't sing, you can't play. You can't sing, you can't play. I can't sing. I can't sing. Wait. Wait. He reads the first line of the letter. Do not be frightened by my letters. Well, don't be worrying. Reads the rest of the letter in silence. He crumples up the letter. He puts it in his mouth. He chews it. He spits it out. He does a dance on the letter. He picks it up. Puts it in his pocket. Photographs and flattened flowers. I'm weary of these things I can touch. wait a couple of hours. It didn't seem like much to ask. Photographs and flattened flowers. I'm weary of their touch. If I could only have had a couple of hours, it didn't seem like much. My father, his father, huddled round a radio in the middle of the night in Patna. Tommy Farr from the Rhondda. Brooklyn Farr from the Doon Valley. Tommy should have won. But he didn't carry his own referee. Mind you, he did knock the shit out of Walter Noisel. Watty Noisel. Watty Bell. He whose wife crushed a wasp in the fold of her arm. Watty Bell. Watty Noisel. Watty of the Nazi flag. Boom. Bye bye, Watty. Own referee duly carried. Anyway, radio off, Penny Vini in the morning, 4 more years. Sing, Sadie Canary. Sadie Canary, sing. Stay with me, Canary. And I'll stay with you.
Extract of an entry in a register of deaths. Number 685. Colliery Underground Fireman. Married to Jesse Lansborough. When and where died? 1941, October 22nd, 2:20 p.m. County Hospital Air. Usual residence, Patna. Profession of father, coal miner. Name and maiden surname of mother, Agnes Brown. Cause of death, duration of disease and medical attendant by whom certified. Fractured base of skull, fractured spine, as certified by B.M. Hughes, M.B., C.H.B. Volume 18, page 43, Register of Corrected Entries. The following report of result of a precognition has been received touching the death. Registered under entry number 685 in the Register Book of Deaths for the year 1941. Age and sex, 53 years, male. Cause of death, injuries sustained on 22nd October 1941 while in the course of his industrial employment. In the conveyor section of the underground workings of the mine known as No. 3 Penyvinny Colliery, Parish of Dunmellington, Ayrshire. By a fall of metal from the roof of the coal face near to the loader at the end of the conveyor. Death due to fracture of the skull with fracture of the backbone. Per finding of sheriff substitute. Procurator Fiscal's Office, Ayr, 20th November 1941. Certified by W.R. Duncan Macmillan, Procurator Fiscal. November 20th, 1941 at Ayr. Edward Powell. Registrar.
Registrar.
Rolling up newspapers. Chop the sticks. Place the coal. No enamel. No enamel radiators. Still I wasn't cold. Doff your cap to the heat gun. Traipsing down the mine. You'll need the French Foreign Legion. Wash the coal dust from my spine. Don't cry for me, baby. I'm only old. Don't cry for me, sweetheart. letter, light the paper, and watch the fire blaze. Give me the keys off. Help me take these off. The rags of a rogue man. I'll bet you my sadness.